What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
The house had never been part of the plan. When they first started looking for a place to rent, they imagined finding something on the edge of town where grocery stores, restaurants, and work were all within a few minutes' drive. Instead, they found themselves falling in love with a small ranch-style home tucked at the end of a quiet county road. The rent was lower than anything else they had seen. The property was surrounded by mature oak trees, and there wasn't another house visible from the front porch. It felt peaceful, in a way neither of them had experienced before. And by the time they signed the lease, they had convinced themselves that the extra drive to work was a small price to pay for a little privacy. The first few months were exactly what they had hoped for. Weekends were spent unpacking boxes, hanging pictures, and slowly replacing mismatched furniture they'd collected from relatives and garage sales. They planted flowers beneath the front windows, argued good-naturedly over paint colors for the spare bedroom, and joked that one day they'd probably buy a house just like it. Life settled into an easy rhythm. He left for work before sunrise most mornings, often returning home well after dinner, while she worked remotely from the kitchen table, enjoying the quiet that came with living so far from town. If there was anything unusual about the house, neither of them noticed it. That changed one rainy Saturday afternoon. She had been on her way home from running errands when another driver lost control at an intersection and struck the passenger side of her car. The accident could have ended far worse than it did, but her right ankle had been pinned beneath the dashboard long enough to require surgery. By the time she was discharged from the hospital, her foot was wrapped in a cast, a metal plate, and several screws held everything together, and her doctor had made it clear that she wouldn't be putting weight on that leg for at least 6 weeks. At first, the forced downtime wasn't all that unpleasant. Friends stopped by with meals, neighbors checked in to see if they needed anything from town, and her husband insisted on doing everything himself once he got home from work. He carried laundry, cooked dinner, vacuumed, and even rearranged the living room so she could reach everything she might need without standing up. Before leaving each morning, he made sure she had her medications, a bottle of water, her phone charger, and whatever book she happened to be reading. It became such a routine that she could almost predict every word he would say before walking out the door. Once the front door closed behind him, however, the house became astonishingly quiet. During the first week, she enjoyed the solitude. She caught up on television shows she'd been meaning to watch, finished two novels, and answered emails she'd ignored for months. By the second week, though, the silence had begun to take on a different character. She found herself noticing things she'd never paid attention to before. The refrigerator had a low hum that rose and fell every few minutes. The furnace clicked whenever it shut off. Wind moving through the trees outside produced different sounds depending on which direction it blew, and the old oak beside the house occasionally brushed a branch across the roof with a slow scraping sound that always made her glance toward the ceiling before remembering what it was. Living alone for 10 hours a day also made her unusually aware of her husband's routine. Without realizing it, she began listening for the sound of his truck long before he was due home. Some afternoons, she caught herself looking at the clock, certain it had to be nearly 5, only to discover it wasn't even 3 yet. She laughed at herself more than once, deciding She was simply ready for the workday to end, as much as he probably was. One afternoon, she drifted off while watching television in the living room. She wasn't sure how long she'd been asleep when she heard the front door open. The sound was so familiar that she smiled before she was fully awake. She listened as someone crossed the hardwood floor toward the kitchen, followed by what she assumed were footsteps disappearing down the hallway. Without opening her eyes, she called out that she'd managed to sleep through half the afternoon and asked whether he'd gotten off work early. No one answered. She waited another few seconds, expecting him to respond from another room, but the house had fallen completely silent. Assuming he had stepped back outside to grab something from the truck, she reached for her crutches and slowly made her way toward the front of the house. It took longer than she liked. By the time she reached the kitchen, she was already tired, but there was no sign of anyone. When she looked through the window beside the door, the driveway sat completely empty. She stood there for several moments before quietly shaking her head. She had obviously dreamed it. People often carried sounds from their dreams into the first few seconds after waking, and that had to be what had happened. The explanation made perfect sense, and by the time she returned to the recliner, she had almost forgotten about it. 2 days later, it happened again. This time, she wasn't asleep. She had been reading in the living room when she distinctly heard tires crunch across the gravel driveway. A truck door closed. A moment later, she heard what sounded exactly like footsteps crossing the front porch toward the house. She smiled to herself, thinking he must have forgotten something important at work. She waited for the front door to open, and instead, the footsteps stopped. After nearly a minute, she finally set her book aside, worked her way to the front window on her crutches, and pulled back the curtain. The driveway was empty. She stood there looking out across the yard for a long moment before letting the curtain fall back into place. The rational part of her mind immediately began searching for explanations. Perhaps another truck had driven past on the county road. Perhaps she'd become so accustomed to waiting for him that she'd mistaken another sound for his arrival. That evening, she mentioned both incidents over dinner, laughing about them before he had the chance to. He smiled and suggested that after spending weeks alone in the house, she was probably listening for him without realizing it. The mind had a funny way of filling in familiar patterns, he said, especially when every day had begun to look exactly like the one before. She agreed that he was probably right. The following afternoon, she made herself lunch, cleaned up the kitchen as best she could from her crutches, and paused in the dining room on her way back to the bedroom. She wasn't sure why the room caught her attention. Perhaps it was simply because she had spent so much time noticing little details lately, but she found herself looking over the table for a moment before continuing down the hallway. All six chairs were pushed neatly beneath it, exactly where they always were. Satisfied that everything was in order, she lay down for an afternoon nap. When she woke a little over an hour later and slowly made her way toward the kitchen, she stopped in the dining room without quite understanding why. One of the chairs had been pulled back from the table. Not very far. Just enough that it looked as though someone had quietly finished a meal, stood up, and walked away. She couldn't stop thinking about the chair. By the following morning, she'd almost convinced herself she'd simply overlooked it before taking her nap. Nothing else about the house had changed. The doors remained locked, the rooms stayed exactly as she'd left them, and every morning unfolded with the same familiar routine. Her husband left before sunrise. The silence settled over the house almost immediately, and she spent the next several hours trying to find ways to make the day pass a little faster. The idea that a dining room chair had occupied so much of her attention seemed almost embarrassing, and she laughed at herself more than once for allowing weeks of isolation to make something so insignificant feel important. Even so, she found herself glancing into the dining room whenever she passed through the house. It wasn't a conscious decision, like checking that her phone was charged before settling into the recliner or making sure she'd taken her medication. It quietly became another part of her routine. Most days, everything looked exactly as it should, and each time she saw the chairs tucked neatly beneath the table, she felt a little foolish for expecting anything different. Several days passed before another chair appeared out of place. This one sat at the opposite end of the table, pulled back only a few inches, positioned so naturally that it looked as though someone had quietly finished eating and stepped away for a moment. She stood staring at it much longer than she had the first one, not because it frightened her, but because she honestly couldn't remember how the room had looked before she'd gone to sleep. Had she actually noticed the chairs after lunch, or had she simply assumed they were where they always were? That uncertainty bothered her far more than the chair itself. Rather than mentioning it to her husband, she decided to pay closer attention. Before every afternoon nap, she stopped in the dining room, making sure each chair was pushed neatly beneath the table before heading to the bedroom. After several uneventful days, she began to relax. Nothing changed, and she wondered if she had simply let boredom and too much time alone play tricks on her memory. Then one afternoon, she woke to find another chair pulled away from the table. She frowned, immediately pushed it back into place, and then stopped. If she truly wanted to know whether something was happening, she couldn't keep relying on memory. The next day, after straightening every chair once again, she took out her phone and snapped a photograph before lying down. The picture showed exactly what she expected. Six chairs tucked neatly beneath the table, sunlight stretching across the hardwood floor, and a room that looked perfectly ordinary. It felt a little ridiculous to photograph her own dining room, but at least she would finally know whether her memory was failing her. She slept for a little over an hour. When she woke, she reached for her crutches, then remembered the photograph. Curious more than anxious, she opened it and studied the image for a moment before looking toward the dining room. The room no longer matched the picture. Two chairs had been pulled back from the table. Neither had been shoved carelessly aside. One sat only slightly away from the table, while the other had been turned just enough that it looked as though someone had shifted in the seat during a conversation before standing. The arrangement looked so natural that it was impossible to dismiss as an accident. She compared the photograph to the room several more times before finally lowering her phone. For days, she'd been questioning whether she could trust her own memory. The photograph answered that question. The chairs hadn't moved in her mind. They had moved while she slept. She lowered the phone and slipped it into her pocket, but she couldn't bring herself to push the chairs back beneath the table. Instead, she turned away and made herself a cup of coffee, deliberately keeping her back to the dining room while the kettle warmed. It was a childish reaction, she knew, but looking at the table had become strangely exhausting. Every explanation she had managed to invent over the previous week had disappeared the moment she compared the photograph to the room. The chairs hadn't changed in her memory. They had changed while she slept. The realization stayed with her for the rest of the afternoon. She tried reading but found herself turning the same page three times without absorbing a single sentence. Television became little more than background noise, and every time she crossed the living room, her eyes drifted toward the dining room before she quickly looked away again. The room itself wasn't frightening. It remained as bright and ordinary as ever. What unsettled her was how natural everything looked. The chairs weren't scattered or overturned. Nothing had been broken. It simply appeared as though several people had shared a leisurely meal before quietly leaving the room. She hadn't decided whether to tell her husband by the time she heard his truck coming up the gravel driveway. For the first time since the strange experiences had begun, she didn't assume she was imagining the sound. She waited until she heard the truck door close, then listened for his footsteps crossing the porch. A moment later, his key turned in the lock, the front door opened, and he stepped inside carrying his lunch cooler. He greeted her absentmindedly, set the cooler on the kitchen counter, then stopped. She watched his attention drift toward the dining room. He didn't say anything at first. Instead, he stood there looking into the room with the same puzzled expression she had worn earlier that afternoon. After several long seconds, he glanced back toward her and quietly asked whether someone had stopped by while he was at home. She felt her stomach tighten. She answered with a simple no. He looked back toward the table again, studying it for another moment before saying that the room looked as though people had just finished eating there. It was an odd thing to say, he admitted, and he couldn't explain why the thought had crossed his mind. The chairs simply looked used. For a long moment, neither of them spoke. She hadn't mentioned the dining room. She hadn't said anything about finding the chairs moved over the past week. She hadn't shown him the photograph still resting in her pocket. Yet the first thing he noticed after walking through the front door was exactly what she had been trying to convince herself she was imagining. Without a word, she handed him her phone. He studied the photograph for several seconds, then looked back into the dining room before returning to the picture once more. She watched him searching for the same practical explanation. She had spent days looking for herself, but none seemed to come. Finally, he slipped the phone back into her hand, walked quietly into the dining room, and began pushing the chairs beneath the table. She crossed the room on her crutches and helped straighten the last two. Neither of them said another word about it. Dinner was ready a little while later, but instead of carrying their plates into the dining room as they usually did, they both drifted toward the small table in the kitchen. Neither suggested it. Neither even acknowledged the change. It simply felt easier to eat there, leaving the dining room untouched. The habit continued for the rest of the time they lived in the house. Sometimes one of them would notice a chair sitting slightly away from the table. Whoever saw it first quietly pushed it back into place, and life went on. They never discussed it again because there was nothing left to say. Neither of them had an explanation, and neither seemed interested in inventing one. A month later, after her doctor cleared her to return to work, they rented a different house closer to town. Their friends thought the decision made perfect sense. His commute was shorter, stores were only a few minutes away, and the new place suited them better. No one ever asked whether there had been another reason for moving, and they never volunteered one. Years later, she still finds herself thinking about that little house at the end of the county road. It isn't because she believes it was haunted. It isn't because she thinks they were ever in danger. What has stayed with her all these years is how completely ordinary everything seemed. There were never shadow figures standing in dark hallways or doors slamming in the middle of the night. The house never felt angry or threatening. It simply carried the quiet, persistent feeling that someone else had been living there alongside them. Even now, whenever she remembers that dining room, she doesn't picture the chairs being moved. She remembers walking into the room and feeling as though she'd arrived just a few minutes too late, as though another family had quietly finished dinner, wandered into the next room, and somehow disappeared before she reached the table.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. By American players, for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.